WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 63 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos Central Appraisal District has the land to build next to the county's new tax office. Before construction can begin, BCAD needs approval from four of its five taxing jurisdictions. A third attempt began at Tuesday's County Commission meeting. Board member John Flynn repeated the desire for ownership versus leasing, which comes with a $3 million price tag.
Our primary purpose is, one, to become owners and save the jurisdiction's dollars by not having to pay rent each month. And we also want a better workflow for the building with the public and with our employees.
There was no indication during a workshop how commissioners who sold the land to the appraisal district would vote, but two commissioners brought up how they were treated during recent visits to the current office. Kenny Mallard was not happy.
My first time to ever go to the appraisal district, and it was pretty awful.
County Judge Dwayne Peters then complimented the staff and responded to Mallard's experience.
The staff was very helpful, and maybe they had a bad day that day. I don't know.
Appraisal district officials who did not respond to either commissioner will pitch construction plans today to Bryan School District officials in a meeting that is not open to the public and later this month before the Bryan City Council. BCAD has to get approval of four of five governing bodies, which also includes College Station School Board and City Council. The parent company of a power plant near Franklin has announced the layoffs of about 500 employees. How many are affected at Luminance Oak Grove facility was not revealed. A company spokesman says Oak Grove is a small part of what is described as a reduction in force, which primarily represents support services. No changes are planned to Oak Grove's operation. Next Wednesday on the Blinn College campus in Bryan, the Texas 10th Court of Appeals makes their fifth consecutive visit to hear arguments of four cases.
One of three criminal appeals involves a man found guilty by a Brazos County jury of the July 2013 armed robbery at the Commerce National Bank branch on East 29th in Bryan. Another criminal appeal involves a Bryan man who was convicted by another jury of repeatedly injuring a woman during multiple violations of a protection order over a four-day period in March of last year. And the third criminal appeal involves a man arrested more than 5.5 years ago, then convicted of having 9 pounds of marijuana and business records that included one drug transaction of more than $60,000. The appeals court will also hear arguments in a civil lawsuit, where almost 2 years ago, a Brazos County jury voted 10-2 to order the owner of the McDonald's restaurant in Northgate to pay $27 million to the survivors of two Blinn students. Lawyers for the restaurant previously argued their management was not responsible for a fight more than 4 years ago in the parking lot. The students died following a crash at Texas and Holloman, where the SUV they were riding ran a red light and was struck as the students were being taken to a hospital for injuries from the fight. Three members of the appeals court will be hearing cases next Wednesday morning starting at 10 in the student center of the Blinn campus in Bryan. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new crime phrase to learn, bank jugging.
Bank jugging is basically when a suspect sits in a parking lot. It could be a bank parking lot. It could be an adjacent business parking lot. They're watching customers of the bank go in and out, and then if they see someone they believe is in possession of cash, they may follow them.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says there have been multiple crimes over the past several months throughout the Twin Cities. Preventative measures include hiding your bank bags and envelopes and be aware of your surroundings. McKeithen says if you suspect suspicious activity, to call 911. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is moving, but not far. The new bigger location is just one block north of their current building. Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says, although stressful, moving is very exciting.
We're doing some really big things over there, taking this as an opportunity to think future forward and make that space be a long-term home for the food bank and not outgrow it like we did this one.
Mangapura says the two most significant changes are larger freezer and volunteer spaces. She says the increased freezer cooler space will allow the food bank to collect and donate more nutritional food items, such as fresh or frozen produce. By next week, the food bank will be fully operational at its new location at 1501 Independence. WTAW news time is 11 minutes after 8. It's 63 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll look at your news one more time at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel. Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-Collett Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Hey, good morning. It's 812 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather time. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. It's Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure stretches from Colorado across the state of Texas this morning. It leads to a partly to mostly sunny day. Temperature is going to be around 85 this afternoon. High pressure in control tonight and tomorrow. Skies are clear tonight. We're 60 to 65. We're sunny and warm tomorrow with a high of 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Mixture of clouds and sunshine during the day Saturday. High Saturday, 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, we have all politics, the right, the left, everybody sniping at one another, and that's part of what drives this radio station.
Uh-huh.
Have those people out there. But no matter what side of an issue you're on in U.S. American politics, you can have a vicious rival on the other side. The one thing that is completely hands-off that you cannot talk about, I mean, people who hate Rush, and not one of them talks about how much money he makes.
Mm-hmm.
That's off-limits. You can't do that. You can't talk about how much money they make. I mean, who was it? Al Franken. Rush Limbaugh's a big, fat, stupid idiot. I think he wrote a book. But you don't talk about how much money because that's, quote, their gig, right? And so they don't do that. Well, now, of all people, they've decided that they're going to talk about how much money Megyn Kelly is making.
No.
Now, a long time ago, they did that with Barbara Walters because I think she was making $1 million when that was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe because it was a woman, and that's why they did it. And right up front, I don't like Megyn Kelly. I don't get why she's such a big deal. She's smart, she's attractive, she's well educated, but I just don't see that she needs to be the star that she is. That she has risen so high in the Fox News hierarchy that she ends up co-anchoring political campaign political conventions, and I guess she'll be a key part of the election coverage. I just don't think she brings the gravitas that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
All that to say, though, she has changed her publicity team, and she has changed agents. You see, and her contract is going to be up soon. And so, the headline says, Fox's Megyn Kelly in contract talks, a Kelly file host seeking a salary north of $20 million. Keeping her is a priority for the network. That's the headline.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't think you're supposed to necessarily do that. I mean,
yeah.
they have mentioned before that Matt Lauer was making $15 million, or when they get a new anchor on the major networks for their nightly news, they may mention what they make. But I don't know. I just, this seems to break the rule. This seems to cross the line. But again, You know, it's not like sports contract negotiations. That's always been part of the deal.
But yeah. Right.
Here it is with news. I'm
interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I feel good about that. I don't think that they necessarily, you know, no matter what, if she can get the money, then that's her deal. That should be her deal.
Well, and again, are they doing it because she's a woman?
Yeah, see,
why all of a sudden does it become okay to talk about?
Yeah. If she's competent from day one, then she's competent now, and why do you do that?
Well, it's just another feather in the cap that is this election season and news cycle, you know, in the landscape of current news cycles.
Does it not scare us as to what the next one's going to be like?
Yeah.
You know, are we going to look back? Are we going to look back 10
years? Because obviously
we're
not going to learn from it.
No, it's only going to
get worse from here.
No, we're going to look back in 10 years and Drake will be running against Ludacris or something. And
the fact that you were able to pull those two names out of your pocket.
Nicely done.
I like it.
That's scary, isn't it? Okay.
Oh, you're learning so much from us, Scott.
Yeah, I know. It's really true. All right, so last minute Halloween costumes.
All right.
You should be at the point where you've carved your pumpkin, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And you don't really want to go out and do the mask thing. You know, you don't want to go as whoever. So, get six of your friends together, along with yourself, and each of you wears a simple outfit, and you attach the capital letter C to each one of them. And then all together, you're the seven C's.
Oh, good one.
Okay, if you don't have seven friends, then just put seven C's on your shirt.
There you
go. By yourself. Yeah. You can do that, okay? Cut two eye holes in an old sheet. Wear that. Carry a box wrapped in holiday paper, and you can be the ghost of
Christmas present.
See, because you're holding the present. Okay.
Ah, got it.
Okay, all right.
Got it. I should have never even tried
to
guess.
No, it's okay. Okay, now dress as if you're headed to a funeral, okay, and safety pin like some vomit on your slacks and shirt.
Ew.
And then you can be morning sickness.
M-O-R-N-I-N-G-O-M-O-U.
Okay, all right. Okay, dress all in black and run yellow electrical tape down the sides of your clothes, and you can be a street. You can attach toy cars and make accidents.
I've seen that.
Okay, yeah. I like this one. You cut the front off of a regular cereal box, and you hang it around your neck with a string that attaches it for the four different corners, and you put a knife handle in it. And that makes you a serial killer. Okay, I like that, too. Attach pink balloons to your clothes and wear a shower cap, and you can go as a bubble bath.
Oh.
See? I mean, there you go. It's never too late to be able to do that.
The one that I've seen, the last minute one, is you just wear a T-shirt and maybe with a Sharpie, or if you're being creative, you'll get it screen printed somewhere. But it says, go ceilings number one, and you are a ceiling fan.
Oh, excellent. I like that. Oh, very good.
I like it. It's good.
All right. So, according to Declutter, the... Wait, we've got a... We scared them off. According to the data from Declutter, there are six horror films that U.S. Americans are scared of the most.
Okay. I've probably seen none of them.
Okay, in no particular order, It. All right. Number two is The Conjuring.
Nope.
Yeah, number three is The Ring.
Oh, I did see that.
Uh-huh. Did you see that?
Yeah, and I'm surprised that made the list.
Okay.
It was scary, but I hate scary movies.
Now, this had to do with you put a videotape in. Was that
right? And there was like, this was a while ago.
Yeah,
so there was like white noise, and then all of a sudden this thing.
You get a phone call, and seven days you die.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Okay.
All right, then The Grudge.
I
don't even know that one. The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Friday the 13th.
Hmm, okay.
Those are the ones that make the list.
Yeah, I would have thought something like Saw, any of the Saws.
Well,
And I guess that's not, I don't know, would that be considered a horror movie?
Well, here's the deal, though, is the movies that are scary and then the movies that are evil.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, two completely different things, and I think evil makes people very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and Saw, I presume, from what I've heard about it, would be one of those movies.
Yeah.
That's a person that looks like the rest of us, and yet they behave in a way that none of us would ever do. Hello.
Well,
let's grab this. Hello.
Yep.
You forgot to mention 2016, the election.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's a scary movie.
Hello.
Scary.
The Shining and Blair Witch Project didn't make that list.
Thank you. You know what? Okay, here we go. Hello.
Did you mention the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
You know, I didn't, and here's what's interesting.
Oh, good gosh.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre was listed as number one in Iowa and number one in Maine.
Okay.
What's interesting is it wasn't in Texas because we all know people like that.
Yeah.
So you think that's the scariest movie you've seen?
That one is the worst.
I did see that one.
I think that's the worst.
We went to see this one in college.
Yeah. I understand.
And one of my friends who was sitting in the middle row asked to be on the outside seat before the credits were even finished rolling.
Okay.
Wow. To begin the movie.
Well, it is an ominous and it's a dark movie. There's no doubt. And the low budget.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I know you've talked to Toby a couple of times. Right?
I have. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a classic of all classics.
Okay. And, of course, it was done here in... on 290 is the house. The new
Round Rock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and we used to visit the house like around midnight, 1 a.m. Literally, seriously, because then it was out in the country.
Right.
Back then. Yeah. I mean, in the country.
But you didn't have class the next day? Didn't you have more important things you were supposed to be doing?
Oh, please. Come on.
All right, thanks. Hello.
All I know is in 1978 at Manor East Mall, I saw 150 teenagers afraid to get in their cars after watching Halloween.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm also
one of those where, like, Saw is, I haven't seen any of them, but I've heard it's really gory.
Yeah.
And I don't like that stuff either.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, and so where I've seen one of the Paranormal Activities, and although it was scary, it's more just jumpy and, like, little spurts of movement and creepy stuff like that. But there was no blood. There was no guts. There wasn't anything like that. And so that's also kind of what, makes a difference in a scary movie for me, too.
Caller mentioned the Blair Witch Project,
yes.
which I did
mm-hmm.
see. And again, I don't know. The end was a little weak, I think, but just the whole cinematography of it. The reason
it was the first of its kind.
Yes, it was. I forget how much it cost to make, but it made 100 times what it cost. And they tried to do another one, and I think they caught the magic with that first one. That was a lightning in the bottle thing.
See, I also think something like did you mention The Purge? Was that on the list?
I did not mention that. It was not one of the top six, no.
Something like that scares the heck out of me.
Okay. Those are kind of thrillers, but they're like horror thrillers.
Now, I don't know anything about that.
It basically, there's 24 hours where no crime matters.
Okay.
And so you can get away. It's like basically to purge. The human
society.
Race. Yeah, society. And so there's literally just no rules, and people are going around each other.
The next one came out and was Purge Election, wasn't it? Something. Like on Election Night?
Yeah, I think that's the newest one. Yeah.
Well, again, I get that. So anyway, that's the – and The Shining was a little bit of a scary movie.
Yeah. There's also Disturbing, so there's just different levels.
Right, and that's it. I think, again, evil is a whole lot different than the kind where you just jump.
Right.
Because that was part of Silence of the Lambs in that there was very little violence in that, but there's certainly...
psychological.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very psychological. It was a very, very difficult movie. All right, day 24.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a bale track pro monitor controller, and a mega wide plus pickup with mega tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28th, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Today's the busiest day of earnings season. United Parcel Service is scheduled to report third quarter results before the market opens. Analysts expect the package delivery service to show earnings growth for a seventh straight quarter. Google parent Alphabet's expected to report a 20% increase in third quarter revenue and much stronger year-over-year earnings after the market closes today. YouTube, Google Cloud, and Google Play are considered to be high growth assets for Alphabet over the long term. Some analysts expect to hear Amazon had another record quarter when it reports third quarter earnings after the market closes, fueled by stronger e-commerce sales and increased appetite for its cloud computing service, Amazon Web Services. Futures are pointed downward after a very mixed day on Wall Street. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 30 and was up 0.2%, and the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index was down 0.2%, sinking 3 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index dropped 33 points, 0.6%. And that's your money now.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Howdy, College Station. I'm Carl Mooney, a candidate to be your next mayor. Our growing city needs to address its growing pains while not forgoing its heritage as a safe, vibrant community at a reasonable cost to our property and business owners. We must not only plan for growth, but also practice protecting the rights of property owners who may be directly impacted by it. Our city's comprehensive plan has to be current, creative, and visionary. Please help me help you achieve these goals. Vote for Carl Mooney to be your next mayor.
Message paid by the Mooney for Mayor campaign. Danny Stribling, Treasurer.
The Secrets of Touch. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. By stimulating nerves in the upper arms of amputee volunteers, University of Chicago neuroscientist Sleeman Bentz-Maya and his colleagues report producing realistic sensations of light and forceful fingertip touch. In the journal Science Translational Medicine, they report that a small number of nerve signals, or action potentials, produce the feelings of a light touch, while many action potentials felt like a hard poke. The work will help them design robotic hands that can feel.
It's not enough to just be able to move the hand. Even moving the hand by thought is not enough. You need to also be able to feel through the hand. You need to be able to restore these sensory signals that allow you to use your hand and manipulate objects dexterously.
Next, the team will try to discover what nerve patterns let us discern textures. The goal is robot hands that convey fully realistic feeling. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101.
Howdy, I'm Barry Moore and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife Morgan, our two young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
It was only 8 months ago that I wrote a column, and I said on radio and TV that Google's overhyped fiber network was simply no longer necessary. Other tech experts laughed, but not today. Kim Commando here with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. As it turns out, Google unnecessarily spent billions digging ditches, laying fiber cable in a handful of cities. Customers never really materialized, and behind the scenes, an explosion of new technology made fiber unnecessary. There's wireless technology and others using existing copper lines. One very promising system carries gigabit data over ordinary power lines. Suddenly, Google realized that it was pouring billions into antiquated technology. So now, it's official. Google Fiber is stopped. Layoffs have started. But don't worry. Very fast, affordable internet speeds are arriving in homes every day. And expensive fibers no longer needed. Get all your tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. All right, let me ask you a question. What's on your list of fun things to do this weekend? I'm guessing that it doesn't include backing up your computer files. Well, backup is never on my to-do list because I have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet, and they do it automatically and securely, so you don't even need to think about it. And since your backed up files will be safely in the cloud, this is so cool. You can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. You know, I've been a Carbonite customer for many years, and I wouldn't recommend it to you unless I knew it was the best. I trust Carbonite with all my irreplaceable files, and so can you. Just be sure to use my name, Kim, because you're going to save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up and go to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and be sure to use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Reedfield's Meats and Deli. With healthy choices and the best prices in town, open weekdays 8 until 6 and Saturdays 8 until 4. You can always call your order in 822-1594. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is on the move. Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says the most significant change in their new location at 1501 Independence is the large freezer and cooler unit.
This unit is one where you can actually have racks stored very high, not quite 20 feet, but almost to that, and forklifts can drive through it. So we're talking about a whole different kind of scale and a kind of thinking that we really want to switch the bulk of our food from canned and shelf-stable to fresh and frozen. We want to be giving out people the most nutritious food that is available.
Mangapura says the new space can also accommodate 4 times the number of volunteers. Renovations are ongoing, but she says the new location will be fully operational by next week. Local law enforcement is warning those who do business at financial institutions to hide your bank bags, envelopes, and coin boxes. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says there's been an increase in the crime called bank jugging. That involves suspects who sit in parked vehicles near banks and watch for people they think are carrying cash.
In the cases that we have seen, people have stopped out at different businesses to run an errand and have left the cash in the car. So when they go inside, they commit a burglary motor vehicle. They either break the window or open the unlocked door, as we see in many cases, and take the cash.
McKeithen says to call 911 if you notice suspicious activity in bank parking lots or if someone is following you. For the third time, the Brazos Central Appraisal District is asking its 5 governing bodies permission to move out of leased space and build next to the new county tax office. County commissioners gave no indication how they would vote following a presentation on Tuesday. BCAD board member John Flynn repeated their desire to save money over time by owning versus leasing and to create enough room to handle a rising number of property appeals.
Next year, we'll probably have 2 ARB sessions going simultaneously to keep up with the load. This building will have the ability to expand up to 3 ARB sessions.
BCAD meets with Bryan School District officials today in a workshop that is not open to the public and at the next Bryan City Council meeting. The appraisal district will also meet the College Station City Council and School Board. 4 of the 5 must give their approval for BCAD to proceed. The Blinn College campus in Bryan for the 5th consecutive year is hosting the Texas 10th Court of Appeals. Next Wednesday, the judges will be hearing arguments in 4 cases in the student center.
An appeal of one civil lawsuit involves the deaths of 2 Blinn students more than 4 years ago. A Brazos County jury awarded surviving family members $27 million. It's after the students who were on their way to the hospital after being injured during a fight in the parking lot of the Northgate McDonald's restaurant or in an SUV that ran a red light at Texas and Holloman was struck by a pickup. The lawyers representing the students argued at trial that McDonald's lacked security led to their deaths. Attorneys for the restaurant previously argued there was no evidence the management of the Northgate restaurant was responsible. The 3 judges on the appeals panel will also hear arguments in 3 local criminal cases. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 63 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Reedfield's Meats and Deli. More news today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Reedville Meats and Deli has been your game day headquarters for over 56 years. Whether you're tailgating for two or 200, shop Reedville Meats on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Bacon wrap filet mignon, smoked applewood bacon, meat kebabs, seasoned and marinated meats, bacon wrap specialties, fresh muffaletta sandwiches, and in-store made Italian sausage are just the highlights. Don't forget Reedfield's spectacular party trays for game day gatherings. Award-winning Reedville Meats and Deli. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays till 4.
Today's Veterans Minute, brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
To receive compensation for injuries sustained during military service, a veteran must file with the Veterans Administration. The VA then makes a decision on service connection and a disability rating. If the veteran does not agree with either of these two decisions, they should file a notice of disagreement within 1 year of the VA's decision. The veteran can employ an attorney at this point to assist them in filing the notice of disagreement and assist them in presenting additional evidence to the VA in order to convince the VA adjudicator to change the decision on service connection or disability rating. Only attorneys accredited by the VA are qualified to represent a veteran before the VA. You wore the uniform. You're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
It's 8:37. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
High pressure stretches from Colorado across the state of Texas this morning. It leads to a partly to mostly sunny day. Temperature is going to be around 85 this afternoon. High pressure in control tonight and tomorrow. Skies are clear tonight. We're 60 to 65. We're sunny and warm tomorrow with a high of 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Mixture of clouds and sunshine during the day Saturday. High Saturday, 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so the Blair Witch Project cost $66,000 to make.
Wow.
Grossed $289 million.
Okay? Wow.
$66,000 to make, $289
million. And I feel like a lot of that was probably just the editing process.
Well, they started with 19 hours. They had 19 hours of video that they had to bring down to a theatrical, you know, workable number.
Right, right.
The actors made $1,000 a day, and it was an 8-day shoot.
Oh, man.
But nothing happened in that movie.
What? No, you're right. And what they did, I was just reading about it during the break, what they did is they would put GPS locations into the actors' phones that they would have to get to, and then in there would there were three milk bottles that had, you know, their instructions as to what they needed to do. And basically, they made up the dialogue.
Huh.
Whenever they wanted to go outside character, they would use the word taco, and then they would go outside character.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh, so Kayla, what we're doing is we're talking about scariest movie. So do you have a scariest movie?
I am not a fan of scary movies, I'll be honest.
Well, neither is Chelsea. That's right.
No, that's not my thing.
Okay, so you haven't ever been tricked into seeing a scary movie and went left and went, oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I've been tricked.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've caught on.
Okay. So you don't have one that you really, no. Huh?
No, sir. Okay. Nope, sorry. All right. Can't help with that one.
All right, you brought a guest, the hardest working man in airport business, right?
Yes, sir. We have Mr. James Brown with us today.
James, scary movie.
Scary movie. I'd say I'm a fan of the Halloween series.
Are you? Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Well, we were just talking about that. A guy had said he remembered coming out of Mannery Small Theater and 150 teens scared to get in their cars after having seen that. But, that makes sense. But we were talking about the different kinds of scary that are out there, whether it's creepy, whether it gives you jump moments, or whether it's evil and that kind of thing. But, okay, so Halloween. So that's all just an anecdotal survey. Actually, you're here to talk about what's going on at the Coulter Airport Complex.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and some things that have happened recently. I'm sure a lot of are aware. We had the Catamarans Ball.
Sure.
It was the 21st annual Catamarans Ball, but it was the first one at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge success. I've gotten nothing but good feedback. I think they had over 600 people. And previous to that, it was like 200 people their biggest event ever. So I think that really boosted the net contributions to their charity and really helped and brought a lot of people out to the airport.
Well, that's the other thing I'd been to. I was at that event, but I've been to another event. It's a very interesting complex. Now, if they want to rent that, what is the process as far as that goes?
The process is to contact me. We only allow one event per month. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is we're relocating aircraft that are paying rent in those hangars.
Sure.
And so I don't want to burden them too much. So I do only offer it once a month. We have weddings, you know, charity events. I've had interest in people doing movie viewing parties.
Oh, interesting.
So there's a huge array of things you can do. But just contact me. Go to our website. You can find my email. It's brownj@bryantx.gov.
Okay.
And shoot me an inquiry. I'll put all the information out there.
Sure. Well, know that there's an open side to it. And, I mean, you know, weather could end up being less than ideal. But,
right.
You know, both times I've been out there, it's been kind of a neat deal.
We have been very lucky. And there is a weather contingency plan in the lease.
Sure.
Unfortunately, that's the nature of it.
Yeah.
But we have been very lucky. And it really depends on the time of year you have the event.
Right.
As to how the weather's going to be. But. Yeah, so far, so good.
Okay, all right. So real world, Dan, airport, that's what it is most days of the week. How are things going as far as those projects
are
concerned?
Very good, very good. We're growing at a really good rate. Our traffic counts are up. Our fuel sales are up. We've got a hangar project that should be soon to start. We actually closed the RFQ today, which is Request for Qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing a design build. So we'll work with a consultant to design it and then actually construct that project, and it'll be a 10-unit T hangar, and also a corporate box hangar with an office space to attract another corporate tenant out at the airport.
Okay.
We're also about to start a big TxDOT project, which is a multi-year project that is funded 90-10. So the city's portion is only 10% of the actual cost, which is huge.
Sure.
And the funds have already been sent over, everything is finalized, and that project will soon bid, probably within the next month.
Tell us a little bit about what that project will
That project's going to be the first phase of construction. Will be a lot of drainage issues, pavement maintenance, overlays. We're going to fix some of our taxiway portions. Excuse me. And then we're also installing a wildlife fence.
Okay.
And we'll have some secure gates for our tenants to go through. They'll be real nice with key fobs so they can get in, and it's really going to help secure the airport, but also prevent wildlife from getting on the runway.
Because it is kind of still a rural area.
It is.
If you will.
It is. Yeah. You know, one side of our airport is you know hundreds of acres of trees, and we get some deer and some coyotes that'll wander off on the runway, and obviously is a hazard.
Yes. Yeah.
The second phase, which will probably go in the following year. It's a much larger phase. It'll be reconstructing the entire runway, bringing it up to a higher weight limit, adding some ramp overlays for our parking and things like that. And we're also looking at putting in another access point off of Wallace Road for the private development, the hangars that are developed on that road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the final timeline, if everything works well?
We're looking to probably finish the whole project late FY18.
Okay. So that's really in short term. That's pretty good for dealing with state money. That's
right.
Moving pretty fast.
It is if you think we started today.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
But yeah, we actually started this project a couple years ago.
Right.
It does take time. You know, you're dealing with multiple government agencies, and it does take time, but you know, that's what we're here for.
Sure.
And it's good for the community because, like I said, it's only 10% of the actual cost to the taxpayers.
Well, and again, we're starting to sprawl a little bit. Traffic is a problem, and Coulter maybe end up being a better alternative for people to fly into.
Especially for a lot of our general aviation customers. As the commercial traffic increases and the larger traffic increases at Easterwood, you know, obviously some of the little guys, some of the smaller GA are wanting another alternative.
Sure. Yeah, gives them that. Good.
And thanks. That's what they're for.
Good. Appreciate the time and the catching up on things.
Absolutely.
Going. All
thanks
right.
for having me.
What else you got?
Well, of course, we have special events. There's always something going on in Bryan, you know.
Yeah.
So this Saturday, the 29th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Morris Buzz Hamilton Dog Park, we're going to have our annual Halloween Festival and Paw Parade. We're going to have all kinds of kid activities. A pumpkin decorating contest, pumpkin hay rides, bounce houses, and especially something we look forward to is the free adoptions by the Animal Center. So if you already don't have your forever friend to be in the Paw Parade, that's okay. You can get one there. And then, of course, it's an Aggie football game. So we have our free park and ride program in downtown. Mm-hmm. So 1,000 free parking spots plus the garage if you would like to park covered parking. Hop on the bus 3 hours before, all during the game, and then an hour and a half afterwards.
Okay, so it makes it really convenient. They drop you off right there at the stadium.
That's we do. Good.
Yep. Okay, very good. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, we visit with folks from Bryan on Thursdays. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive is going on now. This year we're supplying over 300 new coats for kids 5 to 10 years of age and are available to you at Chad Jones Law beginning November 7th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 12 minutes till. So, not a good day for Samsung yesterday.
Yeah.
Not surprising. Company posted a 96% drop in third quarter mobile earnings, thanks to, obviously, the problems with the Galaxy Note 7 cellular telephone device that kept catching fire.
Yep.
Bloomberg reports a spokesperson for the company said it was expanding its probe into the Galaxy Note 7 fires beyond batteries as it tried to reassure investors that it will get to the bottom of one of the worst product failures in tech history.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we had mentioned while all this unhappiness was going on for them is, like anything else, these batteries have to be tested. You can't just bring those in. Well, there's an organization that oversees it. It just so happens that the organization was overseeing a lab that was actually inside of the Samsung factory. In other words, they didn't have a third-party provider doing that for them, which In retrospect, probably would have been a better deal.
It looks even worse on them.
Yeah, because if that guy's having lunch with the guy who happens to be running the lab, then, I don't know, maybe due diligence isn't taken care of.
Yeah, just, I would think
just,
so.
Just saying, it's one thing to think about. And in the midst of that, and I guess kind of in your face, let's say that you're Apple and you've got these little earbuds that you were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're
going
to release some little wireless earbuds because, after all, people did want to be able to have a little place to plug in their headphones, and they couldn't do it, so that made people unhappy. So they said, we'll come up with a better product. We will. And they did, but they're not ready. So Apple says they're going to delay the shipment of their AirPod wireless headphones, saying they need more time to deliver the product that consumers deserve. Priced at $159, introduced last month, they had been expected to ship by the end of this month. Now Apple says that it will be delayed, and the company isn't saying when they will be available.
Really, Apple is just genius that they take out your headphone jack,
yep,
and then they make you pay $150 for something to give you what you want.
Exactly.
You're going to buy it.
Yep. They said, quote, "We don't believe in shipping a product before it's ready, and we need a little more time before AirPods are ready for our customers."
Well, yeah, because if they blow up in your ear, you're really looking at some lawsuits.
I like that part. We don't believe in shipping a product before
shots fired.
Yeah, nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Yeah, you got to hate that. So, there you are. Well, I know that everybody likes Southwest Airlines. They're a fun little airline, but they're in business, too, just like everybody else. And, you know, a few years ago, they made a little switch in that they decided to start flying into big airports. One of the things that was really nice about Southwest is they would fly into BWI, Baltimore, as a matter of fact, rather than going into D.C., and they flew up to a couple of cities around Boston before flying into Boston. If you didn't care, flying into Manchester, New Hampshire worked fine. Well, Manchester, New Hampshire had an airport about the size of Easterwood, so you get in there, get in, get out. That's pretty easy. Well, now they've started getting into the big city places, and those gates cost money, and getting into places like Atlanta, and they felt like they changed their business model a little bit. So as a result, they've seen their revenue decline about 4 or 5%, which is not necessarily good. And then, oh, guess what? There's going to be a pilot and a flight attendants contract that's going to be coming up. They're going to be looking at that, so that's going to cost them a little more money. So that, again, more and more that little neighborhood feel, that little friendly little airline feel is kind of going away.
But clearly, you know, it's not working for them. And, you know, that just kind of brings to mind, if it ain't broke.
Yeah,
you know?
Really, they should have maybe stayed how they wanted to. But the thing is, when you get investors, they want that, you know, they want a return on their investment. So you start kind of branching out and doing some things away from your core. And before you know it, well, we've got a little problem.
Yeah.
Lady in Arkansas arrested for buying her dog a tuxedo. Actually, it's the method that Christy Goss allegedly used to make the purchase got her into trouble.
I was going to say, I didn't know that was illegal.
No. Prosecutors say that Christy, who is a former Garland County employee, used a county credit card to buy the tux for her dog.
Yeah, not allowed.
No. She also allegedly bought pet insurance.
Oh.
A diamond bracelet.
Oh.
An Arkansas Razorback football tickets.
Sweet.
While employed. Yeah. Auditors flagged around $200,000 in suspected fraudulent charges made on the credit card.
Oh, man.
So
she hit all the bases, though. Nice little variety of purchases
did.
There.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, and what the heck, if he didn't think you were going to get caught.
Hello. Welcome to Specs, a spirit world unlike any other you'll find in this lifetime. Enough elixirs for mobs of goblins, like monster mash bourbons, vine-tingling wines, succulent Bloody Marys, more crafty brews than you can say boo to, and a great collection of pumpkin-flavored potions, all at Specs drop-dead prices. Care to take a stab at how many bewitching beers, to die for wines and spirits haunt our isles? Thousands! And tasty snacks to sink your teeth into. All in all, Specs is the supernatural source of savings. Halloween creeps up quickly. Make sure your head, and the rest of you, is in the right place. Specs, wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings!
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4 for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms. Saturday, November 5th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival November 5th. Brought to you in part by HD Supply Waterworks, Mack Bolt and Steel, Epicure's Catering, and Citizens State Bank.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 4 minutes till. So anyway, on the good side as far as the stock market and that sort of thing, apparently Tesla, pretty good day for them yesterday, showed an unexpected profit. Elon Musk, the CEO, said the company was on a track to deliver 25,000 brand-new Model 3 electric cars as promised in fourth quarter. Musk also said that Tesla may not have to raise more money even if that SolarCity deal is approved by shareholders.
Huh. Well, good for them.
EpiPen alternative. It's called Avacue. That's a kind of a generic one, okay? You don't have to do EpiPen. They'll be back on the market 2017. Wait a minute. Back on the market?
Back on the market? Oh.
Yes. You see, it was a year ago that this alternative to the EpiPen was pulled, the generic version, if you will. Well, because there were reports of inaccuracy of dosage. And, you know, if you're going into shock, anaphylactic shock, and you need the dosage to be there, then you need the dosage to be right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Kind of important.
Yeah. Now, by the same token, EpiPen's manufacturer also working on a generic version, which could cause both manufacturers to lower the price of the original product. So we'll see what happens. But, again, that model where EpiPen people were making a lot of money may not happen anymore. All right, so the Powerball lottery, there was no winner last night. I mean, Saturday night's $180 million. Or you could be like Glenda Blackwell. Glenda said that she bought a scratch-off ticket to teach her husband a lesson. On Saturday, her husband, Buddy, it'd be Buddy, Buddy Blackwell, requested two Powerball tickets. Instead, she bought a $10 Carolina Million scratch-off ticket for herself. She says, I was going to be ugly and buy a scratch-off to show him that they never hit.
And she won.
And she won $1 million.
Must be nice.
Dang.
Bad news, honey. You were right. Good news. We're rich.
Buddy's going to be all over her now. So you need to go get me another one of them tickets out there so we can win another million. I'm just saying. Way to go.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 18th for Hospice Happenings 2017. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Relive the 1960s Vegas while dining and dancing to music performed by the Texas Unlimited Band. Let luck be a lady at the casino gaming tables and silent auction. Enjoy an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Be there or bust.
So, you know, we've heard about cruise ships where people get sick and all that kind of thing, and it happens sometimes on airplanes, but the big story happened when the entire crew of an Airbus 380, that's all 25 of them, on a British Airways flight from San Francisco to London got sick, and the flight had to be diverted to Vancouver.
Ooh.
400 passengers were aboard. The airline won't confirm what the cause of the illness was, but apparently a pilot from the flight was overheard saying he smelled toxic fumes.
Oh, no.
Passengers were told the plane had potential technical difficulty. Flight crew expected to make a full recovery, but, you know.
They must have been, like, throwing up.
And bad stuff.
Really bad stuff if they had to divert the plane. That's
to
crazy.
Vancouver, yeah.
This date, 1938, DuPont announced a name for its new synthetic yarn. They said they'll call it nylon.
Ooh.
That's okay.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, it did okay. In 2004, a theater in Hamburg, Germany began offering